Well, we should open the midday that way more often with, you know, fanfare, a good attention getter.
That was music of Craig Seller-Ling, as performed by Samuel Hutchison, who is our guest this afternoon on the midday. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And can you tell us, before we get started, a little bit about this composer? You said he's from New Zealand, Craig Lang?
He was from New Zealand and taught in England for a number of years and wrote not a lot of music, but his music is all very festive and celebratory.
Well, it's a great way to celebrate. Samuel Hutchison is the principal organist and curator for the Madison Symphony Orchestra, where he plays the wonderful organ that's in the Overture Concert Hall, built by the Orgelbau Kleist of Bonn, Germany.
So what is the sort of concise term for that organ in the Overture Center in Madison?
It is officially the Overture Concert Organ.
But in terms of its pedigree, don't you usually have, is it other than Kleist, is there a, you don't go with anything more specific than that?
Well, Kleist is the builder.
Mm-hmm.
So the like on a Steinway piano, it says
right.
Steinway & Sons, it says Kleist Orgelbau, Bonn.
That's it.
That's
okay.
It. That's all that needs to be said.
Yeah. So, is it unique?
Well, every organ is really one of a kind because each one is built for a specific space and is voiced for that room. So there really is none other like this particular one. There are others that are similar in size, similar in design, but the voicing of this one is unique unto itself.
Mr. Hutchison is here because he's going to be performing with the Rhapsody String Quartet a week from Tuesday. Oh, it's actually this Tuesday, isn't it? Boy, it's coming up fast, the 28th at 7:30, in a performance as part of a program called Heartstrings, which really does some wonderful things. Sam, can you tell us a little bit about Heartstrings and what you accomplished through that program?
Well, the Heartstrings is a wonderful program that's been in existence for 3 years, I believe. It is a program that takes music for people with special needs and long-term illnesses, as well as aging populations, through a series of interactive performances with the Heartstrings Rhapsody String Quartet, which is composed of Madison Symphony Orchestra musicians. And this has been funded through a 2008 MetLife Awards for Excellence in Community Engagement, as well as a funding from the National Endowments for the Arts for the third year in a row, which is very
That's
unusual.
Impressive. NEA grant for 3 years in a row.
And these programs have had wonderful success where they've been presented, just miraculous results from the people that have heard them testifying again to the power of music.
How do you make them interactive? You use that word, interactive.
Well, there frequently are rhythm instruments that are given to individuals who play along with the music that they hear. But oftentimes, the result is just the calming effect that comes from listening to Mozart or Brahms or Haydn. It's truly miraculous to see the results.
Speaking of which, the program has a lovely variety of that kind of music. There's some Baroque, there's some classical, and it looks like you'll be playing with the string quartet in most of the pieces on the program, but you'll be doing a couple of solo pieces as well.
Right. There are two major solo pieces for the organ, the great Passacaglia of Johann Sebastian Bach, which is a series of 20 variations based on a theme, and incredible variations of harmonically and texturally, followed by a wonderful fugue based on the same theme, and then ending the program, the great Toccata by Maurice Dorfley, the 20th century French composer, excerpted from his suite, Opus 5. The rest of the program is with the strings and represents all styles of music, from Baroque through Romantic and classical.
Well, speaking of Bach, what if we go back to that Kleist organ in the overture and hear the Fantasy in G minor by Bach with our guest today, Sam Hutchison.
Mm-hmm.
Odyssey in G minor by Bach.
As performed by Samuel Hutchison, principal organist and curator at the Madison Symphony Orchestra. That's from a disc featuring the overture concert organ. And Sam, you were mentioning while we were listening to this great recording that it was done by Wisconsin Public Radio's Marv Nunn.
Yes, he recorded and mastered the disc as well.
How many, maybe this is a really an apprentice question to ask, but how many stops would you typically pull in a performance like that? How busy does that a piece like that keep you?
Well, there are about three different levels of sound that I used for this, and those are all preset on a series of buttons that we call pistons. And so just by touching one with your thumb or touching one with your foot, you can change the sound. So it's not, we don't have to pull all the stops individually. On the older organs or some mechanical action organs that are new today, one would have to pull them individually. But this makes for much greater ease in making quick changes on the organ.
You can concentrate on other things.
That's right.
Like the fancy footwork. Some organists can almost be like dancers in the way that they use their feet to be a showman, really, mm-hmm. kind of dance. How would you say that your style compares to other organists? Are you a conservative or organist in terms of how you play and how you show yourself, how you show the organ, or are you a more flamboyant organist?
Probably more middle of the road, mm-hmm. I would guess. Although you'd have to ask the audience.
Well, organ is always so much fun to watch. It's a little different than most instruments because so many instruments have one line, and it's lovely to see the performers playing. On an organ, there is so much going on with all the ranks and the pedals and the stops, and it is the king of instruments.
It really is, and I think it is as much visual as it is an oral experience. And the fascination comes in seeing the changes of stops and the change between the different keyboards and certainly watching the feet move.
I can't resist asking, since I saw you the other night in a performance of Holst's Planets, what sort of part do you have in that? You have to wait for your planet to come, don't you?
Yes, I have to wait for my planet to come, although I get to play in the first planet, which is Mars, the Bringer of War, a series of chords, probably 9 times, I believe. And then the next 3 movements, there is no organ part, so I just get to enjoy those. And then in the 5th movement, there are 3 low pedal notes, and one has to count about 87,892 measures of rest and
well,
then
yeah,
play.
And that can be a little tough, can't it?
It's sort of like the triangle player. I always feel for them or the timpanist because they have to count and then they come crashing in.
You're on public display for the whole thing.
And that's
so
right.
People are sitting there, if they missed Mars, are thinking, what's that guy doing there sitting at the organ? Is he in the part of the next act? Or
he's
what?
Out of this world.
Yeah, out of this world.
But it was wonderful to be able to perform it in its entirety. One often hears excerpts of the work, but to hear it all in the context that Holst intended was fun.
You were mentioning that the conductor felt the organ during the performance.
Right. He said he really wasn't able to hear it, but he could feel it in his bones, and he was thrilled with that experience. There was an interesting place in the next to the last movement where there was a glissando on full organ, which is unusual. From the bottom of the keyboard all the way to the top on an 8th note value.
Wow.
So that was sort of fun to do. I felt like a harpist for a moment.
You'll be playing with smaller forces when you're performing with the Rhapsody Quartet.
Well, small but wonderful players. Each of these players is an incredible musician in their own right, and I'm very excited that the audience will have an opportunity to hear each of them as a soloist. 3 of them are principals in the orchestra. Suzanne Bia is our co-concertmaster. Chris Dazarist is our principal violist, and Carl Levine, the principal cellist. Laura Burns is a member of the first violin section, and they are all just incredible players. So it's a real privilege to have them support this program and be able to share their talents.
Well, it's easy to think of the organ as playing classical music, but on the other hand, you have in the same collection with the Bach that we just heard a couple of folk hymns.
Yes, these are by Dale Wood, an American composer who is sadly no longer living, but he wrote some delightful music for the organ, some for choir. His wife was a harpist, and so he had some interesting works for harp and organ as well. And these two little pieces are folk tunes. The Middlebury is an American folk tune, and the Archid y Nos, as I was taught to say, is a Welsh folk tune that we often sing to the words all through the night.
Yeah, that's the Welsh meaning, I believe. So here they are, Middlebury and Archid y Nos, as played by Sam Hutchison. All Through the Night to Us, Archid y Nos, as it says on the CD, and before that, Middlebury, is two folk hymns set by Dale Wood, with plenty for the organist, Sam Hutchison, to do.
Sam Hutchison is the principal organist and curator of the Madison Symphony Orchestra, where he plays the wonderful Overture Concert Organ. He'll be performing with the Rhapsody String Quartet this coming Tuesday at 7:30 at Overture Hall. Tickets are still available, and you can call 258-4141, that would be 608 area code, or go to the website at madisonsymphony.org for more information.
All right, what are we going to say about it, except it looks like a great lineup.
We are going to say goodbye, aren't we? Yes.
Well, no, I mean, we are going to say goodbye, but also you mentioned the program, which is rich with Handel and Bach and Michael Haydn, whose name you don't see all that often.
And music for viola, that Michael Haydn piece. Mm-hmm. Also Mozart and Durufle.
Michael was Franz Joseph's younger brother, and this is unusual in that it's solo for organ and viola.
Yeah, that would be an unusual
string
combination.
Accompaniment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So look forward to that. And thank you for joining us this
edition. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Our guest has been Sam Hutchison, who works magic at that Kleist organ, the Overture Concert Organ.